Blog Talk Radio.
Ho! Brothers and sisters, I want to welcome you back to life. Back to the one that can make your next chapter your best chapter. Hallelujah.
How can it be that you love the most unlovable part of me? Of me. How could you see? Your life was the only gift I left for me. To be free. It's amazing with you. I win even if I do. Everything's working for my good for a way.
Come on.
He's Richmond, Virginia. I want to thank and honor my beautiful, lovely wife tonight.
Amen. Pastor Thelma Monroe Butler. Amen. We honor her and all the family of UTM. And each and everyone that's tuned in by a way of Facebook or MCI Radio. We want to thank you today for being in, connecting and hearing the word of God with us. Not going to be too deep tonight, but I want to thank God for the ability to share a short word to you tonight. Trust that you have 1 Corinthians chapter 13 at the first verse. Tonight I want to talk about talking loud and saying nothing. Yeah, talking loud and saying nothing. See, because right now we're living in a time right now where there's a lot of words being spoken. There's a lot of eloquent speakers. A lot of deep vocabulary, toting saints of God. All those things are a good thing. But beyond all of the talking, we got to back it up with action. You know, the Bible declares that from the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, letting us know the importance of words. No man knoweth what's in a man's heart or his spirit, lest the Lord reveal it. We see, we don't know what's inside of a person's mind. And I don't know what's inside of your heart until you open up your mouth and release words. Words are very important. Praise God. When Jesus asked the disciples, after Jesus spoke some words to them, 70 and the multitude, he spoke to them, and when he spoke words that they didn't understand, the Bible declared that many walked away. They left and walked with him no more. He turned to the disciples, and the disciples said, he asked them, will ye also leave? Well, Simon Peter answered and said, whither shall I go? You have the words. You have the words to eternal life. Word is so important. Jesus is the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. See, and so words are very, very, very important. Just want to emphasize that today, because if you look in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, the first words he says is, though I speak, he's talking about the usage of words. Though I speak with the tongues of men. You know, it's very important that you learn to use the proper words for the proper situation. Mm-hmm. Because words are powerful. The Bible declares that the words that we speak, they are spirit and they are life. So it's very important that we learn to choose words that are easy to understand and words that will get the power or the description, the action that you want it to produce. He talked about speaking with the words of men. Though I speak with the tongues of men. Watch. You have to watch the words that come out of a man. Because, again, as I reiterated, you don't know the spirit behind the words. But we do know that the words we speak are spirit and life. So you can't just take words as being words. You have to take words as being spirit. So if somebody opened their mouth, they are releasing spirit. The Bible tells us in 1 John chapter 4, watch what it says. It says, believe not every spirit, every word, but try the spirit. Rather it be of God. Let me tell you something. Trying the spirit does not mean trying to see through a person or trying to examine judging a person based on what you heard or what you know. That ain't how you try a spirit. But 1 John tells us how to try a spirit. It says, every word that confess. I'm just teaching tonight. Every word that confess. See, when you confess something, you're speaking words. Words of men or words of angels. I'm going to get to that in a second. I just want to lay some foundation before we get started. So watch this. He says, every spirit, every word, every spirit that confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. See, so you have to listen so you can see the spirit. I'm saying that for a reason. Because watch what he says. He says, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, meaning that, glory to God, you can speak in the spirit. Because the words you are speaking are spiritual. And we have to pay close attention. Watch over in 1 Corinthians. I want to turn right there for a second. Over to chapter 2. Watch this. Let's go. Just turn back with me in 1 Corinthians to chapter 2. Watch what God is showing us. The Apostle Paul says in verse 1, watch what he says. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech, talking words. When he's saying that, he's saying, when I came to you, I was speaking in tongues of men. And tongues of men can do work at times because you must understand how to communicate when you're doing something for God. Hear me, watch. He said, but when I came, I didn't come with excellency of speech, meaning that my words was not deceptive. My words were not put to you in a way to control, manipulate. See, this is what words do. So we have to be very, very careful that we're living in a time now where people are using words very cunningly. And you must hear the spirit more than the words. Oh, come on. I'm talking about talking loud. Some of us know how to put that thing out. We know how to put it together. We know just what to say, how to say, and when to say it. But what Paul is saying, when I came, I was not banking on words. He said, came I not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. My point that I'm getting to is that you have to stop trying to determine the things of God through the words of man. Y'all don't hear me. I'm going to say it again. You cannot determine the things of God by the words of man. You have to see the spirit in the word. I'm going somewhere. Just give me a second to build it. Because glory be to God. We're living in a time. People know just what to say. Glory be to God. They know how to use words. But Paul said, when I came I not unto you with excellency of speech or of the wisdom of man, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything amongst you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. He says, go on, I'm going to read a little bit. He said, I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. Here's my point. And my speech and my preaching. My speech, my words, and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom. Enticing words. I didn't use words, but I was in demonstration. Come on, somebody. See, you can use words that don't match up with the demonstration. Sometimes our life, we talk a lot, but we can't demonstrate the words coming out of our mouth. Come on, somebody. Glory be to God. We have to grow to the point where our words are matching the demonstration. Glory be to God. Your words, glory to God, are in the spirit operating, glory to God, by the wisdom of God, by the power of God, in the glory of God. He said, came I not with ecstasy of speech? He said, my words and my speech was not with enticing words, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Praise God. I'd rather see the power than the words. Can we go on? God is good. See? Not in word, but in power. Amen. So let's go back on over to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And we're going to look in tonight to what God is saying to our hearts. He said, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, glory be to God. He says, if I have not charity, charity is love. Hallelujah. Charity is God. God is love. He that loveth not knoweth not God. For God is love. So what he's saying is, even though I learn how to communicate, even though I know how to speak in the Spirit, if I don't have God, or I don't demonstrate God, y'all don't hear me tonight yet. Glory be to God. He said, I have become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal, meaning that you are making a lot of noise. See, cymbals, crashing cymbals are loud. Good God Almighty, high cymbals are loud. Come on, somebody. Hi-hat cymbals are very loud. See, and a sounding brass is a trumpet or a tuba. Those things make loud noises. Sometimes we make a lot of loud noise. Good God Almighty, y'all ain't talking to me yet. But glory be to God. We got to get beyond just making the noise. Hallelujah. And get to the place where we are demonstrating God on the inside. He said, if we have not charity, it profits us nothing. Come on, somebody. I want to just talk about over in 1 Corinthians 14. We're right there now, so I want to jump right on that because it's very important, people of God. Satan is trying to change the sound in the church. Haraboshanda. He's trying to change the voice in the church. But the Bible declared that my sheep hear my voice. So he's trying to make sound like God. He's trying to demonstrate as if he's God. But all you got to do is listen, hallelujah, by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will train your ear, glory to God. Where if somebody begins to talk, glory to God, you'll hear the anointing on their voice. You'll hear the power in their voice. Y'all ain't talking back yet. And glory be to God, you'll see the demonstration of God in operation. That's what the Lord wants us to get to tonight, people of God. He wants us to be able to distinguish the difference. Right now, we have a lot of false teaching, false preaching, hallelujah, and nothing to bear witness that is the Spirit. Because watch what he says in verse 7, chapter 14 and 7. He says, now I'm going to go at 6. He said, now, brethren, if I come unto you speaking with tongues, what shall it profit you? Except I shall speak either by revelation or by knowledge or by prophesying or by knowledge or by prophesying or by teaching. That's doctrine. See, listen, you have to train yourself. It's time, people of God, for us to train ourselves. We have to stay in the presence of God so we can hear that ring in the Spirit. You can hear God in the Spirit. When somebody is talking, you can hear sincerity. You can hear when somebody don't even mean what they're saying. We're living in a time where people are deceiving and being deceived. And it's time, glory to God, that we can hear the spirit of a person. Good God Almighty, when they come down to the altar, when they ask for prayer, come on, when they repent and return back for backsliding. You'll be able to hear the sincerity in their voice. You'll be able to know, glory to God, if God is dealing with their spirit. Good God Almighty, you'll be able to know when they're in the flesh. You know, you'll be able to know when they're trying to stroke your ego. Come on, somebody. You have to understand that it's so important that you see the spirit of the word spoken by anyone. Why God wants us to go this way, I don't know. But I hear you, Lord. I trust that you hear God. Train your ear. Train your spirit. Glory be to God. The Bible declares that there are some having ears, they hear not. And we don't want to be in that category. We want to be able to hear our God when he's moving. We want to be able to hear God and obey God. Come on, somebody. Watch what he said in verse 7. He says, and even things without life give sound. They don't even have to have the Holy Spirit to speak with the tongues of men. You don't have to have gifts to try to exhort. Where am I going? I'm talking about anybody from the smallest to the greatest. Everybody can make a sound. Some people God is speaking through, and they don't even know that God is speaking through them. But we have to know. Amen. Let me just calm down here a second. He said, even things without sound, without life give sound, rather pipe or heart. But except they give a distinction. See, a distinction. See, God is a distinct sound. The Holy Spirit, it gives a distinct sound. Because we have, glory be to God, and I'm not pressing against anybody's lifestyle or anything else. Because God can speak through a donkey. Hallelujah. Balaam, he didn't even know that it was God speaking through the donkey. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Y'all got to excuse this phone ringing. Praise God. Hallelujah. I thought that we had took care of that before we started. Praise God. But even things without life give a distinct sound. And we must be so close to that sound that we cannot and shall not and will not be deceived through a false signal. It has to be a distinction. He says, even if they, except they give a distinction, a sound distinction in the sound, how should we know what's pipe? How should we know what's harp? If the trumpet give an uncertain sound, who shall prepare himself to the battle? People of God, let me tell you something. That's the spiritual nugget. When the last trumpet blow, every eye shall see. He's going to descend from heaven with a shout. But that trumpet sound is the Holy Spirit speaking. That's what that represents. It represents God moving. It's like the shofar. When the shofar blow, we know that it's an exhortation in the land. Hallelujah. See, it's an exhortation in the land. That's why the shofar is blowed. When a trumpet sound, it's time for battle. But it has to be a certain sound. See, glory be to God. The sound of the trumpet wakes up the spirit. It tells you it's time to go to battle. But if the trumpet give an uncertain sound, y'all ain't talking to me, glory to God. Who shall prepare himself? That's one of the main reasons, people of God, why we're saying nothing, why we're doing nothing. That saying nothing actually means not demonstrating. Hallelujah. We do a lot of preaching, a lot of teaching, a lot of singing. But when is we all going to begin to do? Because we're not hearing the trumpet. He said, if the trumpet give an uncertain sound, who shall prepare himself for the battle? So likewise, except ye utter with the tongue words easy to be understood, how should it be known what is spoken? For he shall speak into the air. I'm saying this today, people of God. I really love to preach some exuberant and teachings or preachings that really stir my spirit up. Hallelujah. But this is more of a warning type to the people of God. We're living in the last days. We are in the last hours. And it's time to hear God. You don't want to go to battle when you hear the wrong sound. We got a lot of people fighting, beating the air. Hallelujah. And you don't want to beat the air. You don't want to swing, and the enemy ain't nowhere where you fighting. The enemy may be in your home, but you fighting on your job. The enemy moving on your job, but you fighting in the church. That's because you're hearing the wrong sound. Well, the Lord told me to do this. The Lord told me to do that. Did you hear the right sound? Talabosha, did you hear the trumpet? Because the trumpet will keep you in the right timing of God. You have to hear the Spirit. The Holy Spirit hears God. When you look in the book of John, you'll see 16, I believe it is, you'll see that the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, shall only speak what he hear. The Holy Spirit hear. He hear Jesus. Jesus hear the Father. We have to hear the Spirit. If you're not hearing the Spirit, maybe it's because it's too much other sounds going on around. Maybe it's too congested. Maybe you got too much going on. Maybe you're tuned in to the wrong station. Hallelujah. But if you tune in to the Spirit of God, when he speak, you'll hear. Amen. To God be the glory. So likewise, except we utter by the tongue words easy to be understood, how should it be known what is spoken? For he shall speak into the air. There are many kinds of voices. Many kinds of voices. I don't know. I really wish I could have taught something else, but God is good. This is what the Lord is saying to someone. He said there's many voices. He may be talking to you out there, leader. He might be talking to you out there, husband. He might be talking to you out there, wife, child. There's many voices out there. Hallelujah. You got to make sure you're hearing something edifying. You got to hear something, glory be to God, that's pushing you to your destiny. You have to hear, glory be to God, to get you in the will of God. Because sometimes we can hear ourselves, we can hear people, we can hear the enemy, but we have a hard time hearing the Spirit of God. Sometimes we make it too mystical. But you don't want to be one going at your own charge. Amen. Let's get back to our scripture. He says, so I can speak with the tongues of men. I can even speak in the Spirit. But if I don't have love, see, that's God. If I don't have the right spirit, see, glory be to God. I can preach the house down, but if I ain't got the right spirit, hallelujah, then I'll learn to speak with tongues of men more. Because I have to deceive. I have to control. Hallelujah. Hear me today, people of God. We have so much of it going on. That's why the Lord is speaking to it. We have it going on in a magnitude of ways. But the Lord doesn't want us to do that. He wants us to speak those things that become sound doctrine. Hallelujah. We have to speak as the Spirit gives utterance. Amen. Whew, I wish I was in the church right now. Need some pushing. But praise God. Everybody on MCI, Facebook land, listen, people of God. The love of God is your answer. God and his charity will cover. When we speak the wrong words, when we can't decipher the words that we hear, hallelujah, God, through love, will lead and guide you. He says, and though I have the gift, though I have the gift of prophecy, praise God. Now, that word prophecy is broken down in different terms. When you see prophecy, they're not always talking about prophetic utterances. They're talking about speaking by the Holy Spirit. The word prophecy means to proclaim. So when he says, praise God, when he says, hallelujah, though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries, that prophecy is not only just prophetic utterance. That prophecy means the ability to speak under the influence of the Holy Ghost. That's prophecy. See, there's a difference. He says, and I got the gift to speak under the influence, and I understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I can remove mountains, and I have not charity, I am nothing. Can I just, I want to show, point something out here. From the very beginning, he's been using the word I. I speak, I am, he says I have, see, and I can, see. He says I have the gift and understand all mysteries. He says I have faith and I could move mountains. Then you can see he lined up. He said, I am nothing. So my point is this. You have to watch I when you are speaking. Unless it's in humility. See, he didn't say God can or I can through God. And I'm just trying to encourage us today that I will never get it right. You can put you in that spot of I. We will never be able to do the things of God, to operate the things of God with the spirit of I. We have to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God that he might exalt us in due time. Praise God. I pray, God, that whoever this is for, I don't know who I'm talking to tonight. I don't even understand why I got led in this message, but God do. And I'm talking to somebody's soul out there today. Stop looking at yourself. Stop using your own words. Hallelujah. Start using the Spirit. Let the Spirit of God fight for you. Let the Spirit of God move through you. Let the Spirit of God use you. As long as we keep doing the I thing, hallelujah, it's going to get in the way of the will of God, because you'll start filling everything that comes with I, me, why me? How can they do me like that? See, when you start using I, it brings self-righteousness, and we don't want to be self-righteous. Hey, man, it's a tough lesson today. But I told the Lord yes, and I have to stick with yes. Hallelujah. He says, glory be to God. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and I have given my body to be burnt. See, these are great things. And what my point right on there is that you can do a lot of good works. We can do a lot of good things for God. But if it's not in the right spirit, see, listen, some people do things for God for different reasons. And we have to, glory to God, do things under the influence of the Holy Ghost, the leading of the Holy Ghost. Because he's saying, I can do a lot of charitable things. I can do a lot of missionary work. Y'all ain't talking back to me. I know people that give out health and beauty packets to the homeless. And they have a funny attitude while they're giving it out. They don't love the people that they're giving it to. They're not trying to feel the pain of the people. They're not trying to hear them. Know why? Because they can always say, well, I did this. I went to the shelter and I gave this and I did that. See, talking loud. Hallelujah. But without charity, it's nothing. Hey, man, somebody, tough message today. He says, I give all my goods. I feed the poor. See? I even give my body to be burnt. But if I have not the right spirit, it profits nothing. People of God, I love you today. It's a tough message, praise God. And it's tight, but it's right. Sometimes we need to hear something to reprove us. It's not a rebuke, but it's a reproof. Because we have to understand we got to yield more. We have to give more. We have to say yes deeper. I'm reminded of Shekinah Glory. And the young lady, Lindsay, Sister Lindsay, she says, if God want more of you, if yes costs you everything, would you still say yes? Come on, people of God. If yes costs you everything, would you still say yes? The love that God is talking about here in chapter 13. Glory be to God. Know why? Because charity suffer long. See? It suffer long and it's kind. Charity envieth not, and charity vaunteth not itself, neither is it puffed up. People of God, it's time, hallelujah, that you love everybody right where they're at. People are not always right. They're not always going to do right. But it's our duty, it's our calling to love them. I want to turn over to 1 John chapter 4, where I was speaking out of. And I'm going to go down to verse 3. Let me get here where I want to go. I tell you, praise God. I tell you, I really glad I've been preaching and jumping and shouting. Maybe next week. Tune back in next week. We're going to get some better messages. Amen. Hallelujah. God just saying what he needs to say. So 1 John chapter 4. And look at verse 3. Every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. This is that spirit of the Antichrist, wherefore ye heard that it should come, and even now already is in the world. But ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you. Ha, come on, somebody. Than he that's in the world. Greater is he that's within us. Hallelujah. We have the love of God shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. And the greater one is on the inside. What is he telling us? He's saying that is you have the power inside of you to love. Watch. He's talking about the power to intercede. The power to communicate with the tongues of man, the tongues of angels, but we don't want to only talk it loud. We want to be demonstration of God, because greater is he that's within you than he that's in the world. Can I go on? He said, no man seen God at any time, but if we love one another, see, if we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. God wants us to love today. He's always had. He always has. But today, he's speaking to us concerning our love level, concerning, glory be to God, how deeply we yield. I've seen some situations where people are crying out, but we can't hear them. Hallelujah. Do you know that somebody in sin crying out, it's very easy not to hear them? Because the works of the flesh are made manifest, and you'll see what they're doing. You'll see their hang up. You'll see, glory be to God, where they're stuck in. But greater is he within you, and the greater one are here to cry. Everybody ain't happy they sinning. Everyone is not happy that they're stuck in wherever they're stuck. They need somebody to hear the trumpet. They need somebody to hear the Spirit dealing with their situation. They may not be able, hallelujah, to cry out to God. They may not know how to cry out to God, but they may be crying out inside of their soul. And we're so religious, we're so busy speaking in tongues and shouting and talking loud, but we're not doing anything. Praise God. I'm not a hard preacher. I'm not a fire and brimstone preacher like that. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit say, I will. But God today, hallelujah, he wants us to wake up and understand the realness of souls being lost. The enemy, the Bible declares in Revelation, has come down with great wrath. For he know that his time is short. And glory be to God, we can church, hallelujah. We can dance in the rain, hallelujah, the rain of the Holy Ghost. We can shout, speak in tongues, but if we don't hear the cry for souls, God is crying out, saying, church, save souls. Church, stop dancing. Stop frying chicken. Stop having all these holy days and anniversaries and all these other things that's so important to us. And he says, save, hallelujah, some souls. How many souls have you saved this year? Saint of God, powerful man of God, awesome, powerful woman of God. How many souls have you saved this year? How many people have you restored? Sometimes, people of God, we have everything except love. Hallelujah. And that's why God wants to remind us today. Check your love. I've seen over the years anointed servants come down out of the pulpit and shy away from certain people. Won't even speak to certain people. Hug and kiss other people. And it always seemed to be somebody just as anointed as them. They hugging them, they kissing them, taking them out to dinner. And the person that fought their way to church, they had to struggle to get there because of where they're at. We don't even see it. We don't hear it. Come on, somebody. That single mother that just put her last money in the offering, knowing she has no food. How come we don't hear that in the spirit? Everybody want to be used by God. But when God put on somebody's spirit, Go give that pastor a $50 offering. You say the devil is a liar. Now you don't believe it's God speaking to you. But today, we're going to do better. I declare and decree, people of God, we are going to do better. This was not a church shouting, revelatory, exuberant, shout the building down message. I really couldn't deliver it the way God gave it to me in prayer last night. But I thought I had it. But when I went to deliver it, see, I'm not perfect. I'll be the first one in the presence of God and his people say, Lord, please forgive me, or Lord, I'm not there. I thought I had this. I have other scriptures that I couldn't even cross over to. Hallelujah. Because I don't feel the leading. I'm stuck right there on the love portion. People of God, we got to do better with our love. It's not about a big name. It's not about traveling all over the country. It's not about preaching in big churches. We all desire that. I mean, I have my time of running, trying to be somebody known when I didn't know my next door neighbor. You don't want to be like that, child of God. Love. See the souls. Don't walk past people when you can look at them and you know they're not saved. At least the Holy Spirit tell you. You know they're caught in sin. And we walk right by. I don't know why I'm here today. I keep saying that. Just to hurt you see that it's God trying to speak through me on this difficult topic. Hallelujah. I can speak with the tongues of men and of angels. But I'm not profiting nobody but myself. Because he that speaks in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto man, but unto God. For no man understandeth what he's saying. But somebody, they need to hear me. Not just God. Not just me and God. This thing is deeper than me and God. Yes, I love fellowship. Yes, I love to feel the presence of God. But it's deeper than just feeling the presence. Hallelujah. It's deeper than just basking in the anointing. This thing is deeper when we come up out of that thing. Hallelujah. What are we doing? I don't want to just keep talking loud and really saying nothing if I'm not doing anything. People on my street is dying. People in the store that I wave to are dying. Yes, we need wisdom. We can't go to everybody and try to save the world. But the Holy Spirit will tell you who to speak to. It'll tell you, glory be to God, what to say. And if you hear God, you'll know, should you keep the conversation going or should you just bless them and move on? We're running out of time. Halabo Shata, and I know it's close. No man know the day or the hour, but we know the season. The Bible says we know the season, and we don't want to be caught out of not doing our work. We must do our work while it's day, for the night cometh. No man can work. It's very important, saints of God. If you win a soul, you receive a crown. And that's what God wants to do. He wants to crown you and I with the blessing. The angels even rejoice. Can you imagine that? The angels that's in the presence of God, the angels that have assignments, they can get happy. And they do get happy. They rejoice and start praising God. When I preach a good anointed message? Nah. When the spirit is high in the church and I'm running off the angels don't rejoice over those things. Nah. But if you save a soul and cause one sinner to repent, hallelujah, glory itself have a party. They begin to shout and praise God. Know why? He saved the soul from the grips of hell. The Bible declares, I'm closing here, in the book of Jude, the Bible says, we have to be as some, having compassion. Be as some having compassion. That compassion is love. Watch what it says. Pulling them out of the fire. We gotta love people enough to pull them out. I'm just free flowing in the spirit today. I'm all over the place. I know it, please, but y'all pray for me. Hallelujah. He said we gotta be of some that have compassion. We cannot be church folk that's so mean and hateful and hate sinners and turn our nose up at them and get aggravated when we see them sinning. Oh, look at them. They this, they that. We got to stop. He said, be of some having love. That's the compassion, love. Love enough to pull them out of the fire. Watch what you say. It's over here somewhere. He says, hating the very garment that's hot, that's been spotted by the flesh. Yeah, there you go. I just want to give you the verse. See? He says it right there. He says, verse 20. There you go. No, 19. And through 22. I don't want to make sure you give you the right thing, because if I'm going to tell you to do it, I got to tell you what's that in the word sometimes. Some things you got to pinpoint. And it's verse 23. I thought it was 19. I don't know, it was somewhere around there. But he said, watch. You had to have compassion and pull somebody out of the fire. You're just going to sit there and watch them burn? Your family members, you're going to sit there and watch them burn? Come on, somebody. Your children, you're going to sit there and watch them burn? Hallelujah! Your church brothers and sisters, you're just going to sit and watch them burn? He said you have to have compassion, pulling them out of the fire. But he didn't stop there. He says, and hating the garment that's been spotted by the flesh. We are hating the person. As long as you're hating people, you're not hearing God. I'm sorry. I don't care what your title is. If you're so aggravated with people and you're so tired of people that you hate people, you're not hearing God. He says, love them and pull them out and hate the garment that's been spotted by the flesh. That garment spotted by the flesh is whatever thing they're caught up in. It's all right to hate that because we don't love sin. So you're supposed to hate, but let it be the garment that you hate, not the person. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity, it don't profit anything. You know what the Bible says in the book of James? It says, glory be to God, a man that bridle not his tongue, talk about words. I'm so stuck on words tonight. Anybody that don't know what to say, when to say it, or even how to say it, the Bible says, not me, your religion is vain. You really don't have one. You have a formality. You have a form of godliness. But you're denying the greater one that's within you than he that's in the world. You're denying the power of God because you're not hearing God and what he wants to do. Love covers a multitude of sin. I'm sorry, people of God, but I didn't have enough church. I didn't preach enough sermons. I didn't practice in the mirror. See, I didn't did all that. And it profits nothing. Our heart has to bleed for people. Has to bleed for souls. This thing is real. This thing ain't just commercialized. This thing ain't just to have fun with. This thing ain't just something to enjoy. sinners. Are you serious about saving somebody? Are you serious about not wanting someone to go to hell? Then we have to hear God. Because right now, we're talking loud. I hear a lot of good preaching, a lot of good teaching. We're talking real loud. Hallelujah! We ain't saying nothing. And then we're not really saying anything. If we're not saving souls, we're not saying anything. Praise God. I love you. I love the Lord. I love the sinner. I love the unlovable. I know you do too. So this is just something to just wake us up. This is just a little something to wake us up. You're going to be a God chaser? Be a soul lover. He that wins souls is wise. And glory be to God, you'll cover them. Your words will heal. Hallelujah. Your words will deliver. The right word will set a soul free. But we have to hear the Holy Spirit, people of God. I'm just there. I can't move. I got some stuff. I just hear it on my book. I can turn, but listen, I can't go there. You know why? Because God used that to condition me. But I'm stuck here. Hallelujah. I pray, God, that you stayed and listened. I pray, God, that I said something to stir up your spirit. Oh, no, it wasn't T.D. Jakes. And that's my buddy. That's my father. Preach your message. The main thing tonight that was said, people of God, I want you to catch it. The words that you speak, they're spirit. Learn to use the spirit. The word is quick and powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. See? Hebrews 4:12. And it pierces. The word pierces. And if you are piercing people with the wrong words, you're massacring people. You're slaughtering people. How much blood do you have on you from saying the wrong thing to somebody, from hurting somebody's feelings, from telling somebody off? How much blood is on your hand? Because the word is sharper than any two-edged sword. It pierces asunder to the dividing of soul and spirit, the joints and the marrow. But it can also discern thoughts and the intents of the heart. People of God, let us use our sword skillfully. Let us make the incision into a person and pour in the oil of gladness. Let us pour in the oil of healing. Let us cover with love, with the words of love. We're not envious of one another. We're not fighting against sinners. God will give you the word to speak. But we got to hear. Hallelujah. And unless we speak words easy, come on somebody, then we're going to miss souls and we're running out of time. We must do the work while it's day. For the night cometh, and no man can work. Hallelujah, somebody. When the night comes, no man can work. We want to be about our Father's business. He said, go ye into all the world. Teach the gospel, words. See? Baptizing them, words. See? He said, lo, I'll be with you always, even unto the end of the world, of the age. Of the time. God is with you. We are workers together. But souls are crying out. I'm going to leave you with this last scripture. You know the Bible tells us in the book of Romans that the whole creation, talking about everybody that's been created, that's alive, awaiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. You know what that's saying? They're waiting to see the power. They're waiting to see the anointing in operation. They're waiting to stop hearing loud talking and start doing something. They're waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. And we're having church, and they're waiting for the manifestation. We want to hear God say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Praise God Almighty. I pray that you tune in next Tuesday with me. Amen. And stay tuned to this MCI station. Check in. Get the schedule. Mondays, Pastor McNeil, Matt McNeil, 6 at 6. And then I'll be coming on Tuesdays. And Apostle McNeil will be on Wednesdays. From 12 to 1, I believe it's in the daytime. He's going to be playing anointed music. They have church on Sunday. Tune in and stay here. We are reaching souls. We are in love with souls. And I'm Bishop Thurman A. Butler, Undisputed Truth Ministry, 1921 Darbytown Road in the city of Richmond, Virginia. You know what? Let me make you a champion. Because one thing about anything I've said tonight, if it's in the Word, it's undisputed. See you next week with a more happier time. God bless you. Love everybody. And don't turn anyone away. Amen. God bless you. I tell you, God is a mighty God. Amen. And I don't want to go over time on my first night. But come back again. Amen. We're going to have a good word every week for you. Right now, this is what the Lord is saying in Jesus' name. God bless you. Praise God. And I don't want to love nobody but Him. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Look around and see just how good God's been to me. Can't mama complain? Help me through the storm and rain. Thank you. You think